Because I understand there are some ships that are listening, and also the truckers and the new pickups of listeners that have come aboard. Welcome on this particular day. I was noticing that George Carlin is talking about promotion of his new DVDs of all the shows that he's ever done. And he made a comment that I thought was very interesting, how someone asked him, what's the condition of the country? And he said that there's a hospital abbreviation, which is called, it's called D down T the drain, DD, down the drain. Clear the drain. There's another phrase, which is really stands for cumulative traumatic dyslexias. And he was saying that it's just going down the drain, you know, a little bit at a time. Of course, George has always been that way. But there's a lot to be said for the statement that he's made. And I wanted to bring that all into focus on some of the other shows that we've done, particularly on the exposure of the antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which is connected to the water as well. the report that I received, I became aware of about George Orwell's declassification of his security file, which was very recent, and it's MI5 in England has finally released it after all this time. And It turned out that MI5 was always watching Orwell, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that what the United Nations has done in this report is indicate that all of their issues have been implemented. Quite conveniently, that's about 2 weeks ago, and the United Nations, after all these years, they got in all the things. And I'll be talking about this on this show, what they figure that they have won their battle in terms of socialization of education, the socialization of what I've been talking about all the time, about what's in our water, what's in our food. So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about this. The call is 800-313-9443, and see you at the other end of the break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And October 28th, 2007. And I want to carry some of the declassified material from MI5 concerning George Orwell for the listeners that are not familiar with George Orwell. He was a writer. Which, according to the 1984 expose of the Big Brother concept and the government watching, taking over socialistic and totalitarian views, and also was the author of Animal Farm, which was about the totalitarianism of Russia, and. He also did some earlier works, which in the declassified material is another expose of Down and Out in Paris and London, some of his personal notes about that, and the Road to Wagon Pier. And his name was Eric Arthur Blair, and in the Road to Wigan Pier is a development of the refinement of the template for communist activities, and he took a lot of his work really from the northern part of England if you follow his work with any clarity. But the idea of the socialistic concepts, which Orwell put forth, has been the template for all the communist social activity construction that was happening and was developed in the new governments of America during the Depression years. And if you follow the template carefully, you can see how the United States government formed right out of Orwell's book. And when you look at the declassified material, you not only see that, but you also see the plan, which was put forth by Orwell's wife, whose name was Ellen Orwell, who developed the concept of how to control the world population through food. She became employed in the Ministry of Food during those 30th years. And, of course, the whole concept of how the government developed this concept of the control of the population and its breeding system through food was eventually copied in two templates of use by Germany later. The MI5 actually felt that Orwell, according to the declassified papers here, it seems that they didn't consider him a threat to any advanced, what it was called, advanced communist views, and that a lot of the MI5 agents just felt, in their words, quote, "It is evident from his recent writings that he does not hold with the Communist Party, nor they with him," unquote. But the Espresso branch always kept an eye on it because they felt that there were some objections, but nothing to really be concerned about. Meanwhile, Stalin, who was head of the Russian outfit at that time, had developed some sympathizers who were sent to America and England to put forth the template which Orwell had put together. There's only one passport application here. It's from 1936, and it only has one entry in hand, the last entry. George Orwell died on the 21st of January, 1950. But this one person, in their very creative work, was a template for you read the history of the MacArthur hearings that occurred in America, where Senator McCarthy was talking about senatorial aspects of communist control, of communists in the government. And then, of course, that turned into the socialistic views that we have now. And many of these things that I alluded to, every show I try to give another brick on this wall I'm building of one of the biggest concepts that has happened in 62 years, and that's the development of a constitutional amendment that we need to be able to vote what goes in our food and water and medical protocols. And this is not some idle focus. There should have been another rear end reamed in the socialist values of this country a long time ago. And there are little signals that I keep giving on every show: the development of the recycled water system, how to be blending the drinking water, to develop the concept of taking sewage water and implementing, because the real estate agents and real estate development people can build more, develop more centralized cities, be able to put forth different highways on different paths, or be able to develop what the underground highway throughout America with the tunnels that have been dug through the United States of America like an anthill. But the whole thing is that we'll get off of Orwell. I do not think that George Collin was wrong. I think circling the drain, as he put it, the CTD on there, when a patient is starting to get weak and are not going to recover. And that's the way he sees America. And it's just a matter of taking what leftover goodies, which I add on when the annuities run out on the present generation. And most of these agreements that have been made have already been made with other countries to outsource and develop different things that are relating to our health and welfare, then it won't be America anymore. And the North American Treaty is a good example of that. But based upon that, there's people talk about health care and the concept of health care and how they do it. I've always maintained that the economy of scale is higher if you have people that are sick that you can't determine their illness because you don't have good medical protocols and you're making them sick by lowering their immune system in some form. Call it any way you want. You can call it, you say, well, that's paranoid or that's some other kind of concept. No, it isn't. It's been a year and a half of straight science for Parker Pathway listeners, straight stuff, real world situation that people just don't want to hear. They want to ignore. They want to walk away from it. Well, I'm going to tell you, the way the United Nations is talking and the way the rest of the world is talking, they got us. They got us. And I'll give you a good example that there was a law case that was put over in Birmingham, Alabama, where a group of doctors in had a managed care industry system. The case is called NBGARGE Managed Care Litigation, number MDL-1334 in South Dakota and Florida. It was based on a class action by physicians who felt that the HMOs were conspiring to keep the interaction with doctors and their payments in such a way to not have the proper payments for the services that were being presented in the HMOs. Well, it turned out that the plaintiffs won, and it was set into place by a Supreme Court ruling in Huma versus Forsyth by the Supreme Court in 1999. It held that the managed care companies could be sued under the Racketeer Influence and Corruption Act, that's RICO, and brought the first racketeer action against the HMO. And this is a certification concept that the doctors were right. It's 950,000 doctors. It's under the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and it was affirmed as a class action suit as one of the last in the United States of America that would be implemented. Remember, I've been telling you about the concept of class actions have been suppressed in the United States of America by the executive orders of the president, and also by the new federal laws that were passed to keep that $5 million cap from crossing state lines. In other words, if you were poisoned by the water, which was the case, you can't sue the company that made the water or from a plant in another state. So in other words, because their plant's there, you got poisoned here. So that was one of the bases of the cases, and that was the fifth show I did last year to expose that. Well, now it's come to fruition that the HMO case in regard managed care litigation was won by the plaintiffs. It's unparalleled. I know it sounds incredible that it's unparalleled that a plaintiff would win a case, but that is unparalleled since class action suits in America, as you think you know them, are over, literally over. And when I say over, I mean over. You hear it on the news or something like a class action suit and the rest of it. That's just window dressing in terms of where the course of action is, where it's been suppressed out of it. In Orwell's book on 1984, there were two pages that were placed in there that he wrote about the suppression of cases by groups of people. He didn't call it the class action system, but the groups of people. And that's where he developed his concentration camp discussion about people going against the government by groups. Well, that has now happened. And I'm going to cover more of the law cases and how it affects your very life in healthcare. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in the sandbox And we'll see you at the other end of the break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Parker, and we're going to mention about the new Stark Law. This is the implementation after many years of work of the socialization of medicine. It occurred in on September 5, 2007. All of the advanced work on the Stark Law is, of course, put forth together by the applications of Congress and their lawyers, and then plus the basis of what is happening with rules as to what a physician can do and hospital-physician financial relationships. Essentially, the Phase 3, which is called the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, have placed together in law the Stark Law on the final rules. And the final rules really are based on where a physician can make medical practice under government control. This will change medicine for, it's estimated, for the next 20 years. It's based on the concept of what can be owned in an investment retirement plan, what the definitions for compensation can be, and the basis of making a referral to designated health service, which really means health service that can provide diagnoses and medical protocols. And here again is what I've been talking about, that the United States of America people that want to live in this country, and they talk about health care concept of being able to negotiate that health care is too high and the rest of it, is again another smokescreen, and always has been a smokescreen. The real issue here is not the cost. It's a question of the implementation of the funds to an entity where you shift the financial relationship of the amount of compensation from the physician to a corporation. So the Stark Law is really prohibiting filing claims with Medicare or any other government entity for the referred services unless it goes through the process of what the government feels is the definition of your service. So essentially, the government has already taken over the service of medical care in America and has for several years. And that's why, but now this formalizes it. Under Orwell's writing in 1984, this was called the Law of Disease. That was one of his writing privileges of being able to have the foresight to predict the socialization and the communization of the what's called the five-tier system of the Law of Disease. The five-tier system of the Stark Law is a complete copy of Orwell. And the whole business of Medicare rules and the Stark Law are based upon the exceptions and grants the Secretary of Health the complete authority to govern health care as you thought you knew it, as the way it could be. The designated health services that are covered in the Stark Law include the clinical laboratory services and physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech, radiology, and services and supplies. The whole process of this, the clinical laboratory service being under government control on this level, is what I've been talking about this whole time, that you don't have the medical protocols that you can be implemented on to be paid and compensation for from the other way, because the economy of scale, again, is working against you. In other words, if the hospital has a government contract to be able to test people that come into the hospital for various things like rashes that can't be accounted for, selenium that can't be accounted for, citrulline that can't be accounted for, Corellum can't be accounted for. These are enzyme systems that are involved when the nitrogen base of the body has been distorted. We may not have time on this show to discuss a case that happened just it was written up in such a way where it was a baby that was a few weeks old that died from lacking the enzymes for metabolizing nitrogen. Which is part of the ammonia system that's added to the water. But I plan to do a whole show on it if I don't get all of it in today. But the whole process is if you control the clinical laboratory services, you control medicine. And that's really what the Stark Law has done. And this has to do with law as it is from the standpoint if you have a class actions case or you have something that's involved in terms of trying to have a class action case, you cannot have it, and that's the situation. Now, I can mention that the usable drug situation cases is that there was a case of the antidepressant Paxil given to children that went in front of the court, of the circuit court of the East Coast. And on the other end of the break, we're going to discuss this case in a little bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we left off on the other side of the break concerning a drug which I mentioned last year in one of my shows. Was Paxil. It's an antidepressant given to children and has a lot of side effects. And the case was Harmon versus Smith-Kline Beecham, and Smith-Kline went to the mat on this. It took 3 years for this case to end. With Smith-Kline agreeing to pay $63 million for claims that it promoted the Paxil, and even though it had side effects that were very dangerous. This is a favorite drug of parents to give children, and it's the old story again, is circling the drain, as George Carlin says. You know, parents still want to give it. There was a, based upon the concept of the physicians who are involved in hospital fees, which I mentioned from the Stark Law, the Catholic healthcare West cases in the Superior Court have indicated that the Catholic health care system has taken from the uninsured hospital fees that are really higher than those that are charged by the patients with a private insurance of Medicare, which is stark law in a way would say, well, you can, the hospital can do that, but the doctor can't charge. So this case was settled against the Catholic health care system for $423 million and told to stop discriminating against the uninsured patients and provide them with free or discounted care to protect them against unfair collection practices. The only thing about this case, even though this is going to affect health care for the rest of America for years to come, this case, unless it goes to the Supreme Court in another way, it'll mean that anyone who comes in the country illegally will be under this case and be able to have uninsured health care. There's a another drug which I've talked about. It's a narcolepsy drug. It's called Xyrem. And it's actually used in several ways, Xyrem is, for fibromyalgia and the insomnia. And the reason that a lot of people have an insomnia problems, as best told by research that's coming out, is not the reason people can't sleep, because they have certain illnesses that they either don't have diagnosed correctly, or they've been diagnosed and haven't been taken care of, or been drugged, and so they can't sleep, and so they go and get all these drugs for trying to sleep well. Well, the case was the Lauterbach, United States Lauterbach, against the Orphan Medical Incorporation. The company of Lauterbach against Orphan Medical, the sales managers of Orphan Medical have pleaded guilty and agreed to pay $20 million for the off-label marketing of the drug Xyrem, X-Y-R-E-M, for insomnia. And it has a growth hormone, too. It's closely conveyed a substance. And it's also used in this insomnia drug, of all things, has been used in date rape. So that's a process that the psychiatrists will be seeing future suits in this process. But the Stark Law, which I've talked about, is where government control of medicine and what the physicians can do is and get paid for is highly different. And there's even a thought of having psychiatrists not even be liable for this kind of activity. So what we have here is a not even to have the beginning of the piece of action of people that are trying to set up cases concerning the environment. And people talk about the environment, but they're not close to the understanding of what all that means. They talk that it's going to be green, or there's climate change for every kind of city council or city scheme by which to gain money from the government or to have their own personal eminent domain laws implemented. And there's a little case sitting out here called Adwell Conti Group Companies. And there was a $4.5 million verdict given to six neighbors of a hog farm in Missouri. And this is the first time in America which has had a case apparently that's involved with industrial agriculture. And there are grounds for damages and the rest of it to have a hog farm. And the government's concept and the environmentalists that went into this case said that people can have a hog farm only if it's a certain size, and because it'll decrease the value of the property. I can say that the there's a case out in New York where there's a $7.2 million settlement. Residents of a neighborhood that was built on contaminated soil, and the contamination was discovered. And of course, these were the bromides that I keep talking about that are in the water in the aquifer. And the residents are upset because they didn't care about the health problems, which in the case included asthma, cancer, and reproduction problems and birth defects, which were based from the water from the contaminated site. They were just worried about their property and their property values being decreased. And apparently there had been a steel company close on south of Buffalo, New York, and then later on the Hickory Woods subdivision was built. And so there you go. Got a contaminated soil case, and the people just worried about their the property values. And this is what this has all been about in terms when I went out the door, in terms of telling America and putting forth the concept that we needed a grand jury of science and technology for being able to determine the decisions that are made by bureaucrats like congressional committees who implement such things as a Stark law, who implement some issues in terms of determining international law in the Supreme Court to make these decisions, to be able to defend the industrial waste complex, of which President Eisenhower called the industrial military complex. The whole thing is it comes down to the fact that it's now coming to fruition. Page 312, Orwell's book, 1984. And the whole thing comes down to this. There is another little case that sits out here in Florida where they awarded $7 million to a patient. It was a male who had his colon removed after suffering from a disease caused by Accutane. And I've talked about Accutane a lot in terms of how it's made, in terms of the substitute chlorine molecule concept, the very one that's in the water that we drink in this country. And it developed the inflammatory bowel disease and had the colon removed. but it's the essentially the first product liability case that's related to water and colon disease, which is really not a disease. It's actually cancer. You don't want to call it anything. Orwell called it the law, you know, the levels of disease. But when you see things that are happening in terms of, for instance, the key tragedies of the California fires, serious business, thousands of acres burned and the rest of it. But the people there, in terms of their whole process, they say, well, we lost our home and we're out in the whole thing, but, you know, but we wanted, but there was no water. And the reasoning that was given was the fact that the pipes had been melted in the water district and had been curled and destroyed. But the water may have a backwater coming into the system. Totally legitimate technical explanations, but the fact is that San Diego and those areas down there and all those areas that have been burned are part of a huge experiment in terms of the use of reusable water being blended with drinking water. And they can deny it all they want. that's the fact. And the whole process of this whole thing is that you have to look at the good things that happen out of tragedies, and this is going to point up the whole concept of how the water contamination in that area is so bad that you want to talk about the value of your house and the whole process. Everybody is in this American concept. Well, as George Collins says, circling the drain again. Well, what's happening is that people are denying. They're denying the fact of the contamination of the water supplies that go to these places where they build, and they've been overbuilding, working things through, and everybody talks about the concept of the American dream and how to work with it. There's nothing wrong with the American dream. It's what's going on here, and there's a lot wrong with the environmentalists and the way they approach these problems in court, get this large amount of millions and millions of dollars from corporate trust funds to be able to buy up property and have it as a conditional sale, to be able to promote this kind of concept that you can't shed your shrubbery around your home, or you can't do the things that you need to do. But no one wants to say. They say everything but the water. And it's appalling in this country, appalling, that the Council of Mayors, who are in league with what they call league partnerships, which are corporations and companies who make these plans on how to make money from selling water and forcing people to have conditional psychological behavior to charge more if you use more water, at the same time not discussing the other aspect of what's going on in your body. That's the basis of chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is what I put forth in the year 2004, and it's been translated in four foreign languages. And the whole process of this is not going to be overcome by a simple congressional act of passing a bill, which I'm going to be talking about in the next hour, concerning how to take care of various aspects of the infrastructure. But you take the whole process of the interconnection of this program called Planet in Peril, which is being put on by CNN, and one of the Globetrotters who has been trying to find a lot of problems with the globe is all interconnected, and they're trying. It sounds like Al Gore with his baloney climate change program, so unscientific it makes you nauseated. The thing comes down to the fact that here the gentleman got tested for how many chemicals were in his body, and he had 170 out of 240-some chemicals they can test for. And they were telling him on air that he had some PCBs from the 1970 and the things. And he does a nice job and a nice documentary. I think it's nice. And it puts forth to the consciousness of people. But the whole thing is that he has those chemicals in him. And this is the point. We all have chemicals in us, and to go off and have the government blow it off as of 2 weeks ago and say, well, we're legislating the concept that that's what your body contains, and we at the EPA set the standard, and this is what it is. We've changed the idea of lead, however. We're going to leave it up to schools and teachers. Well, that's the United Nations Agenda 21, Chapter 12. And this is a direct relationship from Orwell's work in 1984. In fact, Chapter 12 is a complete duplicate of Orwell's work in 1984. And the concept of which he wrote in 1930s, the whole thing comes down to the fact that to implement the concept of educating children with color books, which has been going on for 5 years, to promote the United Nations concept that it's okay for you to have a little bit of this chemical, a little bit of that chemical, because of body processing, and we all have this, and so what? See? Well, I'm going to tell you about so what. My whole point of chloramine causes collateral lung damage was the concept of bioaccumulation, which has already been accepted by the toxicology expert witness in courts on bioaccumulation. They've accepted my term, which is the whole concept of the idea you accumulate this with mixtures of these chemicals. And the whole process is in Planet in Peril. I'm going to tell you what the Planet in Peril is. We urinate out onto the system what we have taken in or are processing. That's why my concept of toilet to tap to table. It gets in our food. It gets into our irrigation system in the current concept of if you put the recycled water in one sense, in like in San Diego or Irvine Ranch, which has been going on for some time, and they're very proud of the fact that they have snuck this in and saved water by irrigating golf courses. And like in the Georgia complex there in Georgia, which I was talking about last week, oh, there's a really great, if we can have this extra water in our homes, this will be terrific. And and they're actually saying that, and it's translated, if you want to hear that in the Italian language, that's a real piece of work, let me tell you. Well, listen, we're going to come back at the other end of the break, and we're going to take it up a notch for the next hour.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Bethways, and data that the United Nations wishes us to point out and put forth in the schools to be able to have water supplies. Of course, they say that the United Nations has always said that water's a right, and of course, I've said that Yes, well, if water's a right, then we should have a right to vote on what goes in our water. And according to the American Society of Civil Engineers, who say, well, no, we have the right to the water, 34 billion or 6 billion gallons of treated water leak for water lines every day in the whole North America. And the American Society of Civil Engineers don't want you to know that either. And the daily supply of 6 billion gallons are leaking every day would be enough supply for 60-some million people, according to the General Accounting Office. That would include New York, Florida, Michigan, Illinois, and Missouri. So that's how much water's gone. About 3 million people die from illnesses and, of course, from water. And, of course, the chloramine doesn't kill the Cryptosporidium giardia lambii as it should. And all it does is create all these diseases and creates another trihalomethane load of close to 2,000 trihalomethanes that we have in our drinking water. 300 of them are cancers. And there are about 2 billion people, that's one in every six people in the world, lack any kind of drinking water system that's safe. And the overflows of the sewage and power systems in the United States is about 4 million people each year get sick in some form. And out of that, 1.2% die. That's from E. coli's concept of spinach. And the comparison is that everyone in Dallas, Texas, San Diego, and Detroit got sick all at one time. That's how many people we're talking about. And most of the, about 50% of the lakes and ponds and reservoirs in North America are polluted. And that's about 40%, actually, I think. And it's the thousands of miles of sewer pipes are so old that they can break at any second, not any minute, but any second. And I remember I told you the story about the encounter with the General Accounting Office, who told me 3 years ago that it'd be $1.5 trillion to fix the infrastructure, but they're going to pass it on to the public through all of these gaming activities that they call asset management. And these are schemes by city councils and states to promote what they call the management of money to develop a centralized system to have it under propagandas of pamphlets, disinformation people that they hire to go into city councils and convert the people under the guise, and this is the point, of sustainability. In other words, that's what the United Nations pamphlet is. It's called sustainability. It's been in the past 5 years, it's been totally passed out to just about every city council in this country and to teachers, and it's the basis of the United Nations control of the water supply, and to have it open in the states for foreign governments to buy the water districts, which I've done two shows on. These foreign countries do not have any obligation whatsoever to be able to have reliability concerning the real-world issues of the profit motives that are there. It's only for the profit motives for themselves. So we'll turn on the other end of the second hour. And as I said, well, we're going to go up a notch and get a little war and savagery. Call in is 800-213-9443. With